Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Carmen. I'll be your host for tonight. Praise the Lord. Let me begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have together, sharing your word, ministering your words, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for PGN. I pray for a blessing over PGN, Prophet Randy and his wife, and all the ministers and all the PGN family, Lord. Father, I just pray that tonight that those that are listening will receive the words of life, Father God, the words that you have put in me, that they'll be able to understand it in a way that you give it to me, Lord. I pray that it won't be me speaking your words, but you speaking through me. I ask you, Father God, that you let this be a good time, a time of joy, a time of learning what you have to tell us, Lord, because you want to teach us stuff. And we just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for this time together. We praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, we are going to have a groovy time. And what I mean by groovy, and let me look back at the word groovy. Groovy is a slang colloquialism popular during the 1950s and 70s. And it's roughly the synonymous word for groovy is excellent, fashionable, or amazing, okay, depending on what the context is. And because God is amazing, right, we think he's groovy. I'm going a little bit further than my original age, but we want to have a reverential fear of God, okay? And so when we worship him, we don't want to have fear like the world has it, okay? And so let me explain what the term reverential means, you know, to fear, the fear of God. The term can mean fear of God's judgment, right? That's in the bad sense. But the fear of God is more than that. There's a difference, and it means to venerate, right? A veneration, profound awe and respect, normally in a sacred context, while fear is the opposite. It's uncountable, a strong, uncontrollable, unpleasant emotion caused by actual or perceived danger or threat. So it's an appearance of danger, of things to come, you know, and we don't want to have fear in that way for God. We want to have an awe, a respect of who he is. He's a good God, and he deserves all our praise and honor and glory. And so tonight, what I'm referring to as groovy is because I'm taking you back to some old songs that back when in the 70s, I was a little kid at that time, and they hit the charts, and they were very popular. But back then, it was okay to talk about God, even on the radio, right? Even on secular radio. But today, I mean, it's hard. All you hear is crazy stuff. Having said that, I want you to hear a song back in the 70s of a worship song, and it was by a nun. And it was all over the radio. I remember my dad playing the radio, and we would hear all these songs playing when we were kids. And so I wanted you to hear it because it glorifies God. Amen. So here we go. And it's the Lord's Prayer by Sister Janet Mead. That was the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what the Lord gave me this week. Let me refresh you of what I spoke last week. I spoke to you about how God wants us to go up higher, right, and see things from his point of view so that we have a better picture of what the situation is really like. So what God wants us is to go up higher and to understand what he's getting ready to teach us so that we can have breakthroughs in our life. This week has been pretty wild. I was ministering to certain people and family members about different things, and I wanted to bring you first to where God had taken Abraham up to Mount Moriah, and he's taking him, he told him to go up to that mountain and take his son, you know, to do a sacrifice. So that sacrifice was Isaac. So when he's getting ready to sacrifice him, in other words, get rid of his idols and sacrifice it to the Lord, whatever he had, God tells him not to do it. And his son, on the way up, he says, well, we don't have a lamb. How are we supposed to do this, you know? And Abraham tells him, the Lord will provide. And so Moriah means the land of teaching, or the land of Torah, which is the word of God. Teaching, it's a teaching place, a place of worship. And so Moriah, the land of Myrrh, a place where God is worshipped. So what God wants us to learn is that what he did with Abraham, he's wanting to do with us. He wants to take us higher to a place where he can teach us. But he has to bring us higher so we can see things from his point of view. And the word also appeared in 2 Chronicles 3:1, where Solomon begins to build the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Moriah too. So where the Lord had appeared to David, his father, and there was a threshing floor that they had, and it was a place that was provided by David, his father. So in other words, these lessons on Mount Moriah are not new to Abraham, to Solomon, to David. God was trying to bring them higher so that they can see, so they can learn what it was that God wanted to show them about what he had for them. And again, so I'm believing that God's wanting us to learn something and train us for the battles we face, doing things his way, learning what he is trying to convey to us, okay? And so the Lord took me to Isaiah 28, verse 23 to 29, and he said, listen, remember how you've seen the shows where of treasure chests, you know, where people were going on ships and searching for gold in the Caribbean? He kind of reminded me of all that. Well, this is what he's trying to tell us, that when we're searching him and we're going up higher, he's going to show us some valuable things that we have to get in deep with him, like someone that's on a ship trying to look for sunken treasures. And we're not looking for something that's fading. We're looking for something that's everlasting. And so he was showing me about that, and he was telling me, you know, this is, I want you to go deeper, because when God gives the word to his ministers, God takes them deeper and shows them stuff, because he's wanting them to learn things so that he can give his people what they have learned. Amen. And so you can't give what you haven't learned. And so I want to give you what God is trying to teach us, because I want you to have the breakthrough. I want you to go further. Amen. And so God is instructing us. He's teaching us the right way, the right judgment. And he's the one that's going to teach us. And so I'm bringing this word, but like I mentioned last week, you have to go in deep. You may have a word here that might stir you to seek further, but eventually the person that has to seek for yourself is you, because no one else can seek for somebody else. Nobody can make anyone else eat, right? Nobody can eat your food for you. Well, the same way goes with the word of God. You have to eat. So the way that I like to show things, I'm a visual learner. So when I teach with music, I teach with the word and experiences and all that. So you're going to hear music, and even though it may be old music, it still applies till today, to today, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay. So we spoke about the threshing floor, and the Lord told me that the seed is not on the threshing floor forever, okay? And so it's not smashed, and it's not broken down by the cartwheel or crushed by a horseman walking over it to loosen that seed. Eventually, that seed is collected. Once it's collected, it's ground, okay? So the things that we live in life and that we've been through, when we bring our lives to God, yes, we have to come to him and allow him to separate what's not of him and what is of him. And if you don't allow God to do that in your life, you remain prideful. So you have to learn that if you want God to do something in your life, you have to admit that you have needs, okay? So this is what I want you to understand, that many people don't think that they have anything wrong with them. And the Lord was showing me the word mocker. God says not to be a mocker. This is a time of destruction that's coming, and if we are mockers, we're not going to be able to hear. And so God wants you to understand that being a mocker is not what he wants us to be. So let me give you the definition of what a mocker is and what they do so you understand, do I line up with this, or am I living like this? And if I am, how do I get out of this, and how do I walk right with the Lord? A mocker is called a scoffer. A mocker defies and renounces truth and good things, not only to their own detriment and destruction, but that of others. They provoke others to wrong, strife, and evil. So that's the definition of what a mocker is. Sometimes we've encountered mockers in our lives that, because of how we believe, they mock us. They'll laugh at us. They'll insult you. They'll tease you. They make fun of you. And they don't realize that they're making fun of the things of God. And so a mocker to God is someone who thinks they can live apart from his laws. A mocker thinks that they can fool God just like he fools other people. So if you are a mocker and you're fooling other people of who you think you are, you know, that you're really this and you're really not, and you fooled others all this time, really, you're not going to fool God. Why? Because he sees your pride. He knows. And so can you hear pride in what a mocker is? Some mockers mock God when they try to change God's word to fit what they believe. This goes for preachers. This goes for people that go to church. This goes for everybody. So I'm speaking from ministry all the way down. Why? Because God sees everything. And so the word of God says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. For he that sows unto the flesh shall reap from the flesh corruption. So how are we going to take this seed that has been gathered through threshing and crushing and beating if you're not a mocker and you want to present yourself to God and allow God to take your trials, your tribulations, the things that you may be going. God is teaching us that everything we do has to come through faith in what he already did for us on the cross. So if you're not doing anything based on faith, then you're not understanding. If you're going through something, when you come to him and you come to him in prayer, you have to understand it's already done. Like one of the ministers at PGN that would love saying that word, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. And so why? Because it was done on the cross. Okay? And you see many people wearing crosses and things like that because it's a reminder to them that God did this on the cross. He already won the victory. The victory is won. Now you have to walk in it, okay? You have to walk in it. So when we come to him with our seed of faith, we find in the word that there's keys that we, in order to open it. One is to recognize that he's your source and that he's the supply to all your needs, okay? Whether it's a job, your health, situation, something that's going on in your family, he's your source. The second key is that he wants to give you first, so that he's going to give you so that you can be a giver. So part of the key of unlocking things is to be a giver, okay? So give into good soil, right, with that seed. If you put it in bad soil, if you put a good seed in bad soil, then that seed is not going to grow. Or if you put a seed in the wrong climate or in the wrong season of the year, it won't grow. So you have to understand with what you have by reading God's word and allowing God to speak to you and give you the words of life so that you can know how to manage what you have with the seeds that you have, to know how to go about planting them so you can grow a harvest, and so that you can feed others. You feed yourself and feed others, okay? So you have to make sure that you sow into a life that is in good soil, a good environment, around good people, around a good church, around good influences. You have to place your life in a good place. The things you're watching, the things that you're listening to, the people that you're listening to, that's where your soil, your seed can grow or die. And so we want to be, you know, let our seeds grow in faith. Amen? And so we have to put ourselves in the hands of the one that can do something in our lives. And he's the one that's going to make us change. I'm going to play a song. Like I said, this is going to be a groovy time because some of the songs that I'm going to be playing are from way back. They're groovy. I'm going to play it, and I hope you listen to the lyrics so you understand. And I'll have another song that's more modern. it's not all going to be old music. It's going to be good music, okay? So allow me one moment here.
Number of times to do what we must do. Oh, we put
that was, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Okay. I want to let you know of a man that did what I was saying about letting God teach him, right? And this man was Jacob. And Jacob did a lot of things and that came back to him, but he reached a certain point in his life where he's leaving his the country of his mother and his uncle, and he's taken off with his family, but getting ready to face his brother Esau, who is ready to kill him, okay? So he's facing a real challenge. And so on his way there, he goes to a place where he later names it Peniel, which is the face of God. So it has to do with God in the flesh. He's encountering an angel, right? And when he encounters this angel, the scene is that he's wrestling with this angel. So this angel was really Jesus in the Old Testament. So this angel wrestles with him. And so he's telling him to let him go. And he says, no, I won't let you go until you bless me. And so that is sort of how we need to be, just like Jacob and many other people in the Word of God that wrestled with God and obtained a blessing. And so when we come to God and we're facing challenges, sometimes we have to come to God and do a little wrestling between him and us, because he wants to bless you and you need to come close. When you're wrestling with somebody, you're face to face. You're really close. Haven't you seen the wrestling matches where people are really close? There is a struggle there, right? So you got to get down and intimate with God to see him face to face. How much closer can you get than wrestling, right? And so what God wants us to see here is that we need to come face to face with him in order to be changed. And so when you're face to face with God, seeking him, seeking his word, there's a transformation that takes place in your life and you become transformed. You know, the word of God transforms you, right? And so Jacob was a changed man. Abraham was a changed man to the point, and Sarah was a changed woman. All these people were changed to the point where their names were changed to signify that there was something that happened to them, that they had changed. And so God doesn't want you to go into these battles that you have in life in the same way that you are. He wants to bring you up higher, so that while you're seeking him and you're wrestling with the things that he's giving you, letting those wine, remember last week that I spoke about the wineskins, that you can't have the old wineskins if you're going to receive his revelation, right? So while you're here wrestling with him, you're being changed. Your wineskins are being changed. You are able then to receive what God has for you. And the strategies of what he has so that you could be a winner. So you understand what's already won for you, okay? Because if you don't do that, then you're not going to understand. Your prayers are going to go on deaf ears because you're not understanding. You have to believe. You have to have faith in order to open that door so that you receive your blessings, okay? So I'm trying to paint a picture here so that you understand how it is that God wants to do these things in your life. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible so that you can have your victories, okay? So, okay, Jacob gets ready and he does all these things and he prepares him and he has that meeting with God and he was never the same. He was changed to the point where God changed his name. And that place, we can't stay with our pride in that place when we're seeking God. We have to be real. before God, to let him know that, you know, we mean business and that we really want his way. And God, you know, he does this so that we can shake it off, like I said, you know, so we can have those wineskins, those new wineskins. And so you could either have it your way and not hear God, or you could have it God's way and have a clear communication. Sort of like this Thursday, we were having communion and we couldn't hear God. We couldn't hear Randy, I'm sorry. We couldn't hear Randy. And then all of a sudden, the communication on Blog Talk was clear. It was clear, and he had to give communion twice in order for us to receive that and understand what God wanted to give us that night. So that, to me, was a difference. When you don't see God and you're not hearing him, you can't receive what it is that he has, that bread that he has for you, that transformation that he has for you. But when you do, then you can receive the blessings and have a good life, you know, carry that life that he has for you. I wanted to bring you into the man from Galilee, okay? I played that song right now so that you can remember, because, you know, one thing that I've learned, that when you teach people, you have to teach people with visuals. And so these things will stay in their minds. Music is one thing that will help you to remember the things that you learn. So that's why I like to incorporate music, because, and the words in the music, so that you could understand and you'll learn it and remember it and it stays with you, okay? So Jesus began his ministry in Galilee. So in Galilee, it was a region where it was surrounded by the 10 tribes of Judah, not the 12, but the 10. And the 12 tribes of Judah around him were in sin. And because they were in sin, and there's a part of Scripture where it talks about Jesus began his ministry in the shadow of death. And what it's referring to is the sin that was around him. Galilee was a place where there was a lot of teaching. There was a lot of rabbis. And in those days, the rabbis, what they would do was they would have their disciples, right? A rabbi would teach other people, disciple other people. And so they would pick their disciples. And so Jesus picked his disciples. And that wasn't uncommon, because Jesus was a rabbi. And he also taught the word. So on this particular day that he begins his ministry, he's in the synagogue, right? Where each week they had a portion of the Torah read. Well, it wasn't any old portion that you read. It was what was, they read the Torah all throughout the year. And so at this day, he had this portion of the Torah that he read out loud. And that was an unusual. That was something that they normally did. The rabbis normally read out the portion of that day on the Sabbath, sort of like today, the Sabbath. And he read Isaiah 61, and it said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." And it goes on. You can continue reading that all the way up to 11. So he read that, and he says that it was about him. And that's where people were like, "What? You're saying what? That you're the Son of God?" And so that's where his ministry began. And so there's things that he began in his ministry, and that was what he would teach on, was about repentance, okay? Repentance and healing. Those are the two things that he would preach in the 3 years that he had his ministry on earth. And so today, it's not different. We're surrounded by a lot of darkness, right? And so God wants us to receive his word and to go out there and let other people that they need to know that they need to repent, and then God can heal them. But if you pretend that you don't have anything, then God can't heal you, okay? So part of getting rid of pride and the idols of pride and all this stuff is it starts with self. And many times self looks for different things in life to take care of things aside from God. Either for healing, you start going to do this or to do that, and you leave God out of the picture. And so these things can be demonic, and some things may not be demonic, but they still separate you from God. And so you need to understand that God wants to be your God. He wants you to get rid of your idols so that you can be used, so that the seeds that he has put in you can be used, can be ground up and made into flour and made into bread to feed you and others. Okay? I'm just giving you a literal example. So God wants us to put our hands in the hand of the man from Galilee and let all this darkness around us go. And so because if we don't, the things that we idolize, the 12 tribes of Judah got into idol worship. They got into the things from the world, from other places, from other nations that they infiltrated and mixed in with what they knew better to follow. God wants us, let me go back. I need to mention that we have something new that Prophet Randy had mentioned to me about Block Talk, okay? And Block Talk now is allowing people to call in with their phone numbers. They're not charging anymore. So if you know anybody that wants to call in, they no longer need to get an app to be able to dial up Block Talk, okay? They can dial directly and their call will be sent into the queue. Another thing is that once you're in the queue, if you want to be ministered to tonight, dial 1 after you're in, and then you'll hear a recording saying you're now in the queue, okay? So I needed to mention that because Prophet Randy said this is something new. I believe it started today. I believe it started today. So it's a new thing that Block Talk is doing because it was hurting Block Talk. But now everybody's able to come and dial in like they used to before. They can dial in and be ministered to. They don't need any other apps unless you're possibly from another part of the world. I don't know if that applies too, if they can call directly, but unless they have the U.S. as their plan. Okay, now getting back to what I was saying. So the ministry that Jesus had was for repentance. He wanted us to get rid of what we have our idols that we have, in order for him to bring us out of that darkness into the light, because he is God of light, okay? And so he wants you to follow him, and that's as a disciple, like the rabbis would call their disciples, they would tell them, follow me. And so when you followed your rabbi in those days, you had to be really close to them. You watch how they talked, how they lived, and you mimicked them. You imitated them. And so some were so close to their rabbis that when they would walk, the dust in the air would get them dirty. So they would get dirty also. So everything, in other words, they were so close to their rabbis, just like I was talking about Jacob. That Jacob, in his struggle, he was so close to wrestling with the angel of the Lord that he was changed. So these people that were followers of the rabbis in those days, they were so close to their rabbis, they would get all dusty. They would also got dusty from the dust of their rabbis. So what does that mean? God wants us to get really close to him so that we are changed, so we learn what he wants us to learn, so that we can move and walk and have our being in him. And so I'll be teaching more about these things as the Lord gives them to me to minister to you so that you can have your breakthroughs and you can understand. But if you are not seeking the word, you're not reading the word, you're not spending time with him, you're not wrestling in his presence, allowing him to change you, then when you hear the word from me or any other minister, or Prophet Randy, or any of the other ministers on Block PGN, you won't understand it. So you have to spend time to pick up, because God wants to give you more than what's on the surface. He wants you to get more, go in deeper, just like those men in the ships that look for gold in the Caribbean Sea. I remember that I saw this show, and they were in the Caribbean Sea near the island of Puerto Rico, and they found ships with gold, lots of gold, and it was intact. And so God wants us to go in deep, dive in, become divers of his word, get deep in his word, get deep in his word so that you can get what the precious things, the things that he wants, he's ready to teach you. It's sort of like going up. The deeper you get into the word of God, you're going up higher, higher, higher into the mountain of Moriah, on the mountain of Moriah, the teaching mountain, okay? And then you'll hear what he's trying to say. You're going up higher so that you can have new eyes, new visions, you're in a new atmosphere to receive what God has for you, okay? And so I leave you with that tonight. The Lord is near the brokenhearted and save the crushed in spirit. So Jesus' ministries was for repentance and for healing. He wants to heal you. He wants to bring the things that are hurting you, and he wants to heal you. Amen? So if you want to be ministered to tonight, raise your hand by dialing 1, and you'll be in the queue. I'm going to play a song, and it's called Jireh. Jireh is the Lord my provider. And that's where the Lord spoke to Abraham. He spoke and said that the Lord will provide. And that's one of the names and the characters of God in his word. So it's not only being our provider, he's a continuous provider. His provision doesn't stop. Okay, he's always giving us. He's always providing for us. We're the ones that are not getting it all the time and not understanding what he's trying to tell us to get the provision. Okay, so he has it already. It's already done. It's already done for us. But he wants you to understand that you need to come up higher in order to get what he has for you, so that when you come down the mountain, you know what you need to do. You know how to live life. You know how to walk and talk like he wants you to walk and talk for his glory, okay? And so I'm going to play this music a little bit, and then I'll take some calls. Amen.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. Does it take a trophy to make you cry? I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You would broke the ocean. you are right now. You are a child. You are a driver, you are love. And I will be complete, even in every circumstance. You are driver, you are love. You are love, always love, already love. Wherever it is, always love. I don't want to hear how I feel right now. On the mountainside, I can see so clear what it's all about.
Stay by my side, with the sun on the hill. Don't want to forget how I feel right now.
Oh,
That was Gyra, Elevation Worship, and Maverick City. Gyra, you are enough. And God wants us to be content in all our circumstances. But that contentment can't be a world-produced contentment. It's not like the world gives it. It has to be in Him. And as you seek Him more, you're going to learn that everything else doesn't matter. These things don't matter. But God is the one that matters. I'll be content in Him. And so this week we're celebrating Thanksgiving. And we are giving Him thank you on this day, this special day. And that's one of my favorite holidays. But when you don't have anything, you need to learn to be content, just like Paul was, that he learned to be content in much and in little. And so only God can produce that in you. And if you're far away from Him, God wants you to draw close because He wants to bless you. He wants to heal your heart. He wants to give you the things that you need, not from the world, but from Him. And He wants to teach you how to get that. And so as the weeks go by, we're going to learn something, okay? Well, God bless you in that, and I hope you enjoyed that song. That is an awesome song to be in worship in, drawing closer to Him as you're seeking Him. I felt the anointing. I feel the anointing every time I play that song. It's very anointed because we're speaking to him. We're telling him, we're declaring to him that he is more than enough, that in all the circumstances, we're content in him. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm going to begin to take some calls tonight. And I'll first start. There's some callers on the line. They don't have their hands raised up, but I'll start with the first one. The number is 850-966. Your name and where you're from? Your name and where you're from? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Hello? 850-966, your name and where you're from? You can call directly if you're not, if you're using an app, you can call directly and it won't take from your phone. If you want to drop the call and call again with your number, I don't know if this is your regular number. If you're calling really far away.
I sound really far away.
Oh, now a little bit better. Your name and where you're from?
My name is Nicole, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hey, Nicole, how are you? God bless you.
Good. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Give me a moment. Let me pray for you, okay?
Okay.
Let me mute you first. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Nicole, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for my sister Nicole. I thank you, Father God. Cold. I thank you, Father God, because you're giving her warmth. You're restoring her health. You're restoring her life, Father God. I thank you because even now you're touching her, Father God. Lord, and we break all those things that are coming against her right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father God, that you touch her right now and her family, Lord. Yes, Lord, I just break anything that's right on her right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, because she's pressing through for you. Nicole, thank you, Jesus, because Nicole presses through. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I felt that, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nicole is pressing through. She's pressing through for you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you're supplying all her needs according to your riches and glory, and she lacks nothing. Thank you, Lord. Pray that the joy of the Lord is her strength. Cover her, Father God, and her family. I ask you, Father God, give her more of you. Touch her more, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. All right, Nicole. I felt an anointing. Like you're pressing through, like you're seeking God. You're going through something.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just you know, truck it out and finish what I started with school, and so that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, I feel like you've been struggling. I could feel it, and as I was saying it and I was praying it, I could feel an anointing. So God is breaking that, and God is helping you in Jesus' name. And as you continue pressing through, you're going to break through. Amen.
Amen.
Keep pressing through, and he's going to guide you. He's going to give you wisdom in his word. Father God, I thank you, Father God. Lord, you sound like you got a cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept hearing cold. Nicole. Lord, we break that cold off of her, and anything that may be trying to attack her body, any viruses, any bacteria, any flu symptoms, anything that may be trying to attack her right now, we pray, Father God, that you touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet and give her the physical strength, that you renew her strength as the eagles. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do in Nicole's life. We thank you for how you're moving in her life and how she's letting you move in her life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. He's going to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. You're doing what you need to do. Continue doing it. God's going to break through for you because it's already done. Because
Amen. As
you're obedient, you're taking charge. Remember, it's already done. Already done. He did it on the cross. Now all you have to do is believe it and walk in it. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Is there anything you want aside from what I've prayed prayer for?
No, that's it. Thanks
that's
so
it?
Much.
Okay, yeah. Nicole. God bless you, dear. Amen. Amen. Okay, and I have 951 966 your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Regina from California.
Regina from California.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for Regina. I'm gonna mute you for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Regina, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Father God, for your daughter knows who she is in you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're taking her up higher. Thank you, Jesus, because she knows you and she's going up higher, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. And, Lord, thank you for the challenges that she's having, Father God, because she's breaking through those work challenges. She's working through her. Thank you for the finances, Father God, for my sister, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for those finances. Thank you for touching those finances, Father God, and giving her wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Thank you, Lord, that she's not alone. She's with you. She has you to guide her and keep her. Thank you, Father God, for the family, Lord, her family, Father God. Touch her family, Lord, Father God, and in the next weeks, Father God, I pray that you do a special work in their family, Father God, that there be more unity, that there be more love, Father God, that it be a change in the family, a turnaround in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Regina?
Yes.
How are you? God bless.
I'm doing good. Doing well.
How are you doing? You're doing well?
I'm doing good, yeah. And you know, I've been praying that God was just, you know, my household, there's more unity needed. So that's been in my heart. You know,
good,
seeing the girls.
Good.
Yeah, they're back with me, but so it's just working out, you know, issues that cause a division. So
that's awesome. God knows your heart and he's brought it forth and he knows, and so he's working on that.
Yeah.
And he knows that you know who you are, and as you seek him, he's going to give you more wisdom, Father God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, he's going to give you more so that not for you to stay with it for yourself, but for you to give it out.
Mm-hmm.
You're blessed.
Amen.
You be a blessing. Amen. And I know,
Amen.
I sense that you know
Yes.
You know God, and you know how to walk in Him. And that's why God is saying the things that He's saying. He's blessing you because you are a blessing to God, and He uses you. Amen? So continue and don't give up, because God has even more for you.
Okay. Amen.
He has more. And with the family, keep pressing through. That happens in all families. And there's always things that can be, you know, changed. But you're blessed. You're a blessed woman. God has blessed you with your family. Amen?
Yes, He has. Yes, He
yes.
has.
And so this, we have to learn to always realize what we have. Because sometimes we want more and we don't realize how much we already have. And it's not that God's not going to give you more. He's going to give you more. But He wants you to see how blessed you are. You are a blessed woman with your family. You are a blessed woman with your family. Amen. And is there anything particular that you want specific prayer for?
No. You prayed. You spoke over what has been on my heart. You know, praying for unity in my family, not just my own household, but my entire family. So no, that's all there.
I want to ask also for prayer for a friend of mine, Martin. He just told me today that he's a mechanic and his wife is a teacher. And they both teach the word. And he told me today that his wife came home a little sick, and they went to the doctors, and they both have COVID. So keep Martin and Margaret in prayer. Martin and Margaret, yeah. So they have COVID, and so is there anything else you would like prayer for before we go on to the next caller?
Thank you.
Okay, Miss Regina, thank you for calling, and thank you for praying for my friends. Okay.
I will keep on. Yeah.
Blessed woman of God.
God bless.
Amen, amen. Okay, let's see. This is a little challenging here to see who's calling. Okay, I have, let's see, 251-229. You're on the line, and your name and where you're from.
Yes, hello, woman of God. How are you?
Good, and you? Sarah?
I'm good. Yeah.
Sarah. Well, let me mute you and let me pray for you.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Sarah, Lord. Sarah, thank you, Lord, because her heart is free. It's free to be me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because her trust is in you. Thank you, Lord, because you're freeing her, setting her free so that she can fly high in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah. Thank you, Father God, for the work you're doing in her life. Thank you, Father God, because it's time to get up and move. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom in Sarah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're yet to do. Thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is her strength. The joy of the Lord is her strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, I'm putting Sarah back on. Sarah, you there?
I'm here.
God bless you, dear. How are you doing? How's everything?
Everything's good. I'm excited about the prayer and what God has actually gave you to tell me and prophetically, and I feel good. I feel free and good.
Billy, what's happened this week?
Well, at my job, I just feel the enlightenment of God, so to speak, where Jesus is. You know, we've just been having a good time together. I've been spending more time with the Lord. And
I felt that. I don't call anybody. So I don't know what's going on in your life. But I felt that, like, something was different. I felt something different this week about you. I could sense it in your voice. I could sense it in my spirit that God broke something in you.
Mm-hmm.
God broke. Do you remember when that happened?
I want to say the beginning of the week. I mean, I felt it's been great. Since the last time I've talked with you, we talked and it was kind of shady, you know, everything was kind of humdrum. But this week, after just praying and the uplifting of the Lord, it's been freedom.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah,
Amen.
I know. I feel it. I can sense it. God is doing something different in you. And keep pressing through. Keep pressing through because you're on the right track and it's coming off. It's like the layers are coming off. The layers of that heaviness is coming off in the name of Jesus. And I speak that now over you. More layers are coming off. More layers are coming off. The layers that are holding you down, weighing you down. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for that freedom. I see you like a butterfly flying high. Amen. Woo,
Amen.
I'm excited for you.
You are such a woman of God. I thank the Lord for you because you're not only just excited for yourself, you're excited for me just being free, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to some music. My daughter and I was going over on the other side of the Bayway where I live, and I was listening to some music, just feeling good, and I was like, this is different.
Which music were you listening to?
At first it was a little Christmas music, and then it was Christian music we were listening to because one of my friends, she is a singer and inspirational singer, and she was singing Dancing for the Lord, and she does her own CDs, you know, and sells them and everything. And I was listening to that first, and then after that, my daughter kind of mixed it in with her Christmas music.
Oh, the joy of the Lord is moving in that place, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you, and yes, I am happy for you because it's almost like it's happening to me when I feel your joy, when I hear that God is moving in your lives. For me, that's like almost like if I'm feeling like it's almost me.
Well, that's
so, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love that. I love that, you know, more joy. Anyway,
yeah,
is there anything you would like prayer about?
Well, my sister and I were going, and my daughter, I think, you know, she may be going with one of her friends or anything, but we're going to be going to New Orleans for Thanksgiving dinner with the family. And just was praying that everything goes well and that everybody is, you know, going to have a good Thanksgiving and the Lord may be the center of it all because that's what we got to give thanks for, the Lord. Because I lost my mother back in August. She died August the 24th. So I'm feeling good because I feel, you know, she's on with the Lord. She was a nurse for 50 years, and this is going to be my first Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, without her. But I'm thankful to the Lord that she's in the bosom of the Lord, you know. So I'm thankful.
And that you had her, in your life at one time. Thank the Lord for that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just time to do new things, new traditions, you know, to enjoy yourself with your daughters, you know, with your family. Just let God show you what to do, and always put him in the center of everything, and it'll go good. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm loving my job, and it's like the Lord gave you the words to say, freedom. It feels great
freedom.
In the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I'm happy for you, and I pray that your festive times will be full of peace and joy and love, that the presence of God be is around you with your family, uniting you and blessing you and drawing you closer to each other, and putting him as the center and focus of all the things that you do, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Sarah's life. Thank you, Sarah.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm thankful to have you back on with PGN, and, you know, because I know I used to talk with you a while back and pray with you, but you are an awesome woman of God, and I thank the Lord for you.
Oh, it's because of the Lord that I'm back. He's been driving it in me and saying, you got to get back. So I'm obedient, and I'm going to do what he says. And it's all him, and it's for him, and it's for his glory. He gets the glory. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, Sarah. Mm. If anything else, that's it.
Yep, that's it. May God continue to bless you and have a blessed Thanksgiving.
You too. Have a wonderful time with your family. Bye-bye. God bless. Okay. That was Sarah. Okay. Okay. And we have, I'm going to try 972-365 again. Let's see. Your name and where you're calling.
Hello, Sister Corman. This is Rhonda from Texas.
Rhonda! Woo!
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Listen, I heard your voice Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday, either this Tuesday or last Tuesday, on with Deborah. And I was just, oh, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you to hear my sister's voice again. Because everything you always share some powerful things, because God always give you some deep revelation of things. And it was just a blessing to hear your voice, you know, on there. And then tonight, everything that you shared, it was so powerful, because I think a lot of people have things misconstrued. And, you know, it's like when the church should be standing up for the things of God, it seems like the church has kind of, I ain't going to say laid down, but kind of swayed to the side. And it's like, you know, trying to satisfy. And I'm at work, so forgive me for the noise. But it's like trying to satisfy the things of the world. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, we have the power that lives inside of us. Why are we, you know, not everybody, but just some people to where, you know, that they should be standing up for the things of God. It's like they're wavering and compromising, and I'm like, well, Lord, you said these days will come, so you just have to pray and say, Lord, give me strength, you know, to get through it. But
yeah,
it's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you too, Rhonda. Well, that's why the Lord has me here, and it's for his glory, and the only reason why I'm doing it is for him. And he wants people to learn things, and he's using me as the vessel. That's all. And so I'm going to be obedient to give you guys what he gives me, and I'm enjoying it. I'm telling you, it's like, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. I just, you know, love it. Oh, wait a minute. I think her call got dropped. Are you there?
It knocked me off. I'm back.
Okay.
It knocked me off.
Yeah.
And you know what? The sad thing is, because I didn't call in for prayer for myself. I called in for prayer for my husband, for a guy that I work with, and for my grandkids' father. And I said, Lord, I said, okay, it's a warfare going on if this phone hung up. Because, you know, a lot of men are under attack. The enemy has always been after the male a long time ago. And my husband lost, even listening to Sarah a few minutes ago, just warmed my heart because my husband lost his mom in August. It was August the 27th. And we had been taking care of her the last 3 years. We had to move her out here. And she was battling dementia. But all of us had came in contact with COVID. So when she went into the hospital, they focused more on COVID than on trying to treat her for dementia. And my husband became real frustrated with that. And I think all of that, that he's dealt, because she was 87, about to turn 88. I think a lot of that he's been wrestling with. And he's been having to get some dental work done. So he's been experiencing a lot of pain with that. But I think that pain, even though the dental work is there, I think that pain is manifested from the hurt, you know, of his mom being gone. Because even though she was 87, before this dementia, she was still, you know, spunky and all of that. And I think, you know, even though I realized she was in her last stages of dementia, I think he was kind of in denial to a certain extent. So I think this is the pain that he's wrestling with. But, you know, I'm a praying wife, so I'm constantly warring against this devil. I said, so, you know, you won't take my husband out of here through grief and, you know, all of that. So I wanted to give prayer for him. And then I have a coworker. I give you his name. He's going through some things. He's been off, on and off work. He's dealing with a sick mom, and the enemy is trying to attack his health. And then my daughter's kid's dad is battling COVID. He just found out he had COVID today. So even when you ask Regina to pray for your friend who has COVID, him and his wife, I was like, Lord, thank you, because I wasn't going to press one. And I said, okay, thank you, Lord. Let me press one so I can ask for prayer so we can all come into agreement and begin to pray for all of these people who are in warfare, because that's what all this stuff is. It's warfare.
Yeah, so it's your daughter that has COVID?
No, ma'am, it's her children's father, her two daughters' father. He works out of town in the oil field, and he has it. His name is Donald.
Donald, okay. All right, so we'll pray.
And then my husband's name is Warren, and then the guy at work name is, I think it's Benoy, B-E-N-O-Y, Benoy, and my husband's name is Warren.
Okay, Warren. Father God, we just thank you for sister, for my sister here, Lord, for Rhonda, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for her. I thank you for this woman of God, that she knows her place in the kingdom of God. She knows that you are able. And, Lord, we lift up her husband, Juan. Father God, we bind that spirit of grief, and we command that spirit of grief to go in Jesus' name. And, Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you would just help him to remember the good things and to not live in the past and to move forward, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you bring up his immune system, Father God. I pray that you touch his immune system right now from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Father God, I pray that you touch him, Father, that his immune system will be strong in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for the dental work done on his mouth, that the dentist will know exactly what to do and that they will not provoke any kind of infections or do anything that will cause more pain to his mouth, Father God, that when the dentist is working on his mouth, Father God, that it will be your hands in his hands doing and fixing whatever needs to be fixed, Father God, in his mouth, Father God. I pray, Father God, that anything that is done in his mouth will be things that will help his health and not hurt his health. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that there will be rapid healing, Father God, of the tissues of his mouth, of anything that needs to be restored in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you touch him with a touch of your joy, Lord. Your joy, not as the world gives joy, but your joy, Father God, that this holiday season will be very different, Father God, that the unity of the family will bring healing to his heart, Father God. I pray, Father God, that as he watches his family, that he, as he eats together with his family, that he'll have fond memories of his loved ones that have passed away, Father God, and that he will not stay stuck. I bind that spirit that tries to keep him stuck in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that you remove and push out whatever is holding him down in Jesus' name, that spirit of heaviness, that spirit of sadness in the name of Jesus. I command you to go in Jesus' name and loose him now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for this man of God. I pray, Father God, that there be more love and unity among him and his wife that, like never before. In Jesus' name, I pray healing for that marriage. I pray protection for that marriage in Jesus' name. I pray that their days will be full of health and love and unity in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just lift up the co-worker, Benoy, Lord, for he has a mother that's sick, Father God. I pray that you help him, Father, have wisdom to know how to take care of his mother, Father God, that as he takes care of his mother, that it will be a joy for him, Father God, that he will have a joy to take care of her, and that she will sense the joy, that love, Father God, that she will sense that love in Jesus' name from her son, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you help his health, Father God. As you know, Lord, that the caretakers, Father God, lots of times take a bulk of the issues and the stress, Father God. But I pray, Father God, for this man. And I also remember my sister from Florida. Right now her name slips me. She's dealing with her daddy right now. And I pray, Father God, that you bless her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless her, Father God, also in dealing with her father. That I pray, Father God, that people will come to their aid, Father God, in helping them take care of their parents, to lift some of that weight, Father God. I pray that you bring it either from the church, from family, Father God, and that you make it easier on them, that for some reason that the strength and the joy of the Lord is so strong in them that they're able to move around in such ease and such joy that it's not a stressor anymore. I pray, Father God, that the atmosphere where these people are that are sick, Lord, I pray just you restore and bring healing and joy. I thank you, Lord, for this time that they're with their family. I restore health, Father God. Restore health. I curse that spirit of low immune system in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you ramp up the immune system, that you touch the blood, that you touch the hair, the skin, and that you renew them, renew their strength, Father God, that you renew their strength from the inside out in Jesus' name. I pray also for my sister Rhonda's daughter, for her the father of her children, Father God. He has COVID right now. I also will lift up alongside with Donald, Martin, Margaret, and any other brothers and sisters in PGN that may have COVID or their friends, Father God. We just lift them up right now to you, Lord, that you touch them, that you help them, that you we rebuke that the spirit of COVID-19 or COVID-20 or however, whatever mutations they are, we curse them by the roots in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, that you would just bring healing, that you protect the lungs, that you protect the body, and whatever the body is being attacked with, that it will not enter the cellular level, Father God, that it will not cause damage to the DNA, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you protect the PGN family this winter, Father God, that you keep everyone safe and you give them wisdom to know to protect themselves from passing these things on, but that they walk not in fear, but that they walk in wisdom, that they walk in your spirit, your shalom, your peace, Father God. I thank you, Lord, because in the name of Jesus, you have a circling around all the PGN family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us, from things unknown, from witchcraft, from viruses, from from sicknesses, from diseases. I pray, Father God, a special anointing to break the powers of darkness that tried to come on the family of God in the name of Jesus, because you already paid for that. And we thank you, Father God, because you heard our prayer. You already paid for that on the cross. We thank you, Father God, for that is done in Jesus' name. It is done in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just touch in agreement with every prayer that you prayed and spoke over each and every
Amen. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yes. And continue
yes.
praying
it
for
It is so.
For,
it's, yes. It's such a blessing to hear your voice, Sister Carmen. Such a blessing.
Yeah. I'm happy to be back. I feel like, you know, I'm back with family. I am back with
yes.
family. And
yes.
it feels really good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. But you know, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let you get off because I know you got other callers. One thing God is showing me that he is not only reconnecting but connecting his people together, you know we are dealing with a lot of warfare. Of course, we've always dealt with an enemy that we can't see. But, you know, Satan is very deceptive with the things that he does. And if you're not in the Word of God, you're going to be deceived, because he said even the elect is going to be deceived. And
uh-huh.
a lot of people are not really seeing the enemy for who he is, because when scripture says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, we're at that place now, because he's finding permission to be able to attack people, and not only people, but a people's health. And, you know, I've just learned being in the Word of God, because even my family dealt with COVID a few months ago, but one thing I realized is being in the Word of God is your safety mechanism, because one thing
mm-hmm.
the enemy can't do is take the Word from on the inside of you, or neither can he take your faith away from you. And even though he tries to impart fear up on you, the more the enemy comes to you, the deeper we have to dig in the Word of God. So that's why I'm grateful for warriors like you who continue to stand on the Word and stay in the Word and pray on behalf of the people of God. So I just thank you, and I thank God for you, and I thank God for your obedience, for standing in the gap for others.
Well, continue praying for me. It's not easy. I also had COVID, and I went through it like a regular, you know, cold, like a head cold. But I've been fine. I've been the only one in my family that got it, but thank God it was me and not them, because I was strong. And the Lord
yes.
God provided for me. He's been my
yes.
provider. And he is my provider right now. And so I also had a mother that passed away on the 29th of August. And we went
to it.
Yeah, and I have a sick a father that's, you know, he's up there in age, also with some things that the doctors are saying, but we're not receiving it. We are believing what God says about him. And but I know that I'm supposed to be doing this, and I know it's not easy. Even Jesus, as soon as he got into ministry, what happened? The enemy took him to the desert to tempt him. So, you know, continue praying for me, because as I seek the word, continue seeking the word for you all, and pray for Randy. Pray for Randy. Pray for Randy, and we just thank you for being on PGN, and thank you. Thank you. Pray for all of us.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I surely will, and God bless you, and thank you again.
All right. All right. Okay, Rhonda. God bless.
All right.
All right. This thing is, it takes a while for it to turn off. You click it, and then it takes a while. So I'm sorry if you're still talking, but it wasn't my intention. Okay, I have one more, another caller, 240-482, your name and where you're from.
Valerie from North Carolina.
Valerie. Okay, thank you. Give me a moment while I mute you, okay? Thank you, Lord, for Valerie. Thank you, Lord, for Valerie, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. There's some choices that you've made, the Lord is showing me, and he's allowing me to see that that you recognize that you were wrong and you've made corrections to that or making amends to it. And the Lord sees that and he's pleased with that. He's pleased with you. He sees your heart. He knows that we sometimes make mistakes, but as we're in him, the mistakes are not going to ruin us, you know. When we make mistakes in God, God erases that. And he, you know, once you, you know, we understand that it was wrong and you understand you're wrong, but it takes a mature person to do that. And so God sees that and he's pleased with you. And what the enemy means for evil is what I'm getting. God turns it around for your good, even though the enemy tries, but God's turning it around for your good. And he's going to use you to minister to others so that they won't fail. Hallelujah. And I think that's spiritual growth. I just sense that in you. And wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What the enemy meant for evil, he's going to turn it around for your good, girl. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, just pray, I pray that you bless Rhonda. Valerie. Thank you for blessing her. I thank you for the heart, the sweet heart she has, Father God. I thank you, Lord, and that she is teachable, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because that's what you want all of us to be, teachable. And thank you, Lord, because everything that comes our way, you use it for our good in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Valerie, Lord. Thank you for holding her, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Valerie?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes. Yes. Do you have anything to pray, to have prayer about?
Yes. Thank you for praying for me. I wanted to ask for prayer for my family, my immediate family. It's me and my three kids, and it's just been so, I've just been very, I guess, just discouraged. There's just been a lot of, there continues to be strife in the household, and, you know, the kids fighting, they're defiant, and it's just, with me and all that. And so I'm just, I'm feeling at my wit's end right now. And so, you know, I just really need the Lord's wisdom just on, you know, how to proceed or how to handle, you know, how to handle things when, you know, they aren't going the way that they, that I would like them to go. And, just wisdom in how best to deal with the kids and just for patience. And I guess that's my main prayer.
Well, it's not easy being a mother. But one thing that I hear over and over again is train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. And when they are out in the world and you've trained them the way that the Lord has told you to train them, they're going to remember all these things. And they may, you know, sometimes they sway a little bit, but they come back. They come back. And remember not to break their spirit, because with all the stuff that's going on, it's easy to break their spirits because of all the stressors that are going on in our lives, especially with this COVID thing and all the stuff that's going on with the economy and everything. But you know what God says? Don't fear. Don't fear, because a lot of times the fear is things that we dread that never happen a lot of times. They never happen. And so then why fear about it? It's not going to happen, right? So I know it's hard to be, you know, a mom, especially of three kids. I had three kids of my own, and I know how that is. And I also help with three grandchildren, and that's not easy either, especially as the generations go by and the junk in the world comes in. But you know what? God gives us the victory. It's already won. And so as you seek his word, one thing that I'm going to tell you, and this is for everybody, if you neglect your walk with God, it's going to get hard. And I'm going to be real. I'm going to be real, and I'm going to give you some examples, real examples, so that you can see that you're not the only one that's going through all that stuff. I have a friend, and got an important job, and all hell is breaking loose in different places. I mean, this person travels a lot, right? And I'm praying for him, and I'm praying, and I'm like wondering, what's going on, what's going on? And so we got down to what it was. He wasn't spending time with God the way he had to. Mm-hmm. And he'll tell you himself. He won't. He's very humble, and he'll say that he's messed up. And he knows that all the victories that he's gotten have been because of God. So, I mean, it was crazy where he would have to work 24 hours. It was just crazy. It was the enemy throwing things at him constantly so that he would get sidetracked and not get into the Word. Because sometimes you know what it is? The enemy knows that if you get into the Word, you're going to get the wisdom that God wants for you. You're going to get his presence, his peace. You're going to get everything that you need for that day. And just like you eat every day, what you ate yesterday is not good enough for today. That was for yesterday. So you need to, I know it's hard, but you need to carve out first hours of your day for him. And I know that sounds crazy. Or whenever it is that you know you're going to make that time for him. And when you do, spend time with him. You know, sometimes fasting, it doesn't mean that you spend weeks and weeks and weeks fasting. No, it could be maybe a meal, because you know what happens when your stomach is empty? You are not giving, your flesh is not being fed, and your spirit will able to receive what the Word of God is trying to tell you. But if you're full, you're going to get sleepy, you're going to get tired, you're going to want to go to bed. And so maybe fasting a meal and spending that time, you know, early in the morning, you're already woken up to that fast. Spend it time. You know, I just go make my black coffee, nothing in it. Just sit down, drink my coffee, and spend time in the Word. Sometimes I got to pull myself away because I get so engrossed in the Word and so mixed in the Word, I forget the time of day that it is. And that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to want to be more and more in the Word as you get into it. He's going to pull you more and more and more. And then he's going to give you, he's going to bring you up higher. But you know what? What helps you also to get into that Word and to hear his voice? Worship. When you start worshiping him and you enter his courts with praise, and then you say your prayers, get a journal, write it down so that you can see the things that are happening in your life and what he's doing. And you realize that, hey, I was doing great when I was seeking him. Let me keep on doing this. And you go higher and higher. And he gives you a picture of what you have to do. And then he starts speaking to you about others. He starts speaking to you about a certain child that's going through something. Maybe there's something in that child that child needs your special attention, and God will give you. But first, you need to, you know, have that time with you and him. And then he'll start talking to you about them. As you see them, you'll watch them, and God will drop something in your spirit, or maybe something you read early in the day. You're going to realize that was the strategy he was giving you on how to deal with that child or how to deal with a situation. He gives you things. That's why I say it's best in early in the day, you know, before you start your day, because that helps you to be charged up and, you know, you got your marching orders, sort of to say, you know. I always see it in military terms. So he's giving you your marching orders for the day, and that has to be every day. And so at first, maybe you're not doing it the way that you normally, you know, the way that you would like to do it. But as you continue doing it, it's going to start growing, and your patterns are going to get more and more with God, more and more with God. And when you can't, there's days that you're going to have to play the music on your phone while you're driving through the radio. Play the word, you know, and then when you have a chance, then you sit down, because there's nothing better than for you to sit down and read it, you know, slowly and methodically, step by step, precept by precept, line upon line, and setting what it is that he wants, because you get deep into that, and you're going to find, you know, some gems there for you that you're going to be able to take that are valuable for your life. And so, you know, if you haven't done it in a long time, it's okay, but you're going to start little by little, and it's going to be like candy to you. You're going to say, this is good. I want more, you know, like a good piece.
And
so,
absolutely.
But it's okay with God, because you don't have no calories with God. But with the worldly cake, that's the danger. So,
right.
I give you these analogies so that you can remember. So you can remember, and that it'll stay in your mind, and you can remember, this is what I have to do. This is what I have to do. So worship. That's why I pick these songs. They're powerful. When you listen to these songs, I'll sit there and I'll be worshiping. I could tell you that I could feel the presence of God. Sometimes I feel things that are coming off of me, are letting me go, because they can't handle, hang on. And I'm worshiping and worshiping, and all of a sudden, there's some stuff. I get up from there. I was like, Lord, thank you, Jesus. My neighbors probably think I'm crazy. But, you know, it's layer upon layer, you know. You read the word, and these things that are not supposed to be there in your life will start coming off, and your children are going to notice it, and your home is going to feel different. There's going to be a peace. And also anoint their rooms, and whatever the Holy Spirit guides you to pray against, you pray against that. Target those prayers. Anoint their clothes, their beds, their rooms. You know, bind the enemy, command the enemy to go. As you're cleaning their room, as they're helping you in the kitchen, do, you know, things with them. There's many things that the Lord is going to start showing you what to do as you spend time with him. And he's going to give you those instructions. He's going to teach you. He's going to guide you as you go up higher. Okay? So,
amen. Thank
don't
you.
Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. I mean, it's rough in this world, but you know what? The prayer of the righteous availeth much. The prayers of the righteous. As a matter of fact, there is a book that teaches you scripture prayers that is named that. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. You need to look. There's a whole bunch of different ones. If you want to pray about your children, there's one particular. You can look it up and, you know, pray the scriptures. When you pray the word of God, you're praying God's word. And what is God's word? God's word will not go void. It's going to go and do what it says it's going to do. And so you know it's already a done deal, like they say, right? Miss Ruth used to say that a lot. It's a done deal. Well, why? Because it's already done. Jesus already paid the price for that. But now you're the one that has to step into it and take that and come against the enemy and tell him, look, this is a done deal. You're overstepping your boundaries. You're not up here. And you start praying those prayers, the scripture words, and knowing and believing and, you know, standing on that for your children. Okay? So, I mean,
amen.
It takes
thank
time.
You. Yes.
Time. To change your wineskins so that you can receive God's wisdom, God's words, God's revelation for you. You know, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time, but you have to do it. Nobody else can do it for you. It's not like shake and bake, and here you are, and you like we do with the supermarket, we just pick it up and have a meal. No, it is not that way. With God, you have to be, like I was saying earlier with Jacob, he was face to face with God. He was in Peniel, and it's Peniel is the N word is L for God and face. the face of God. So he was close up to God. He was wrestling with God. When you're wrestling with somebody in real life, you're there. You're body to body.
Right.
You can't
yeah.
get any closer than that. So God wants you, you know, to fight for your blessing. Spend time with him. Worship him. Get close to him. Let him change you. Let him transform you with his word. You know, you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. And he's going to get you into that place, but we have to do it. And the more you do it, the more you get, the more you get, the higher you go. And don't think that the enemy is going to, you know, just do nothing. He will fight back. But you know what? It's not going to work because God already won. God already won. Mm-hmm. He has the victory. He gives us the victory. The enemy can try, and he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But I was in a Spanish service, and the analogy they gave was one time they said, yeah, the devil is like a lion without teeth. He's only going to gum you up. He's going to gum you up with his mouth. He's a roaring lion. Yeah, he's roaring, but he can't do nothing to you that God doesn't allow, and God will allow your trials and tribulations to bring you higher, okay? So whatever
Amen.
You face,
Amen.
You always run to him, and he brings you higher because he's going to take you to the high place so that you can see, okay, it's not what you think. This is the whole thing that's going on, and this is the battle strategy. It's already won, but this is how you got to go about doing it and obtaining it. Okay, because it's his strategies. It's not
mm-hmm.
ours.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't spend time with Amen. Him, how are we going to know? It's like going into a battle without being trained, without having any knowledge of what you got to do. And it's you're
mm-hmm.
good as done, you know, done in the other sense of the word. But so when we are faithful to God, he's going to give you what you need. But stay faithful to him, and don't let the enemy accuse you. I know that as mothers, we try to do our best, and sometimes we fall to methods that were done to us as with our own parents. You know, they did the best that they could with what they knew, but we have God. We have God, and
Amen.
Our Father
Thank you, Jesus.
The best way to raise our children and how to be a good wife and how to be a good anything, you know. But we have to
mm-hmm.
carve that time for him first, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And so this man, my friend, he started seeking God. And, oh, my God, things are starting to fall in place. Yeah, there's still some things that are in place, but I think it's that we're praying so God can reveal to us what other things are there, because there's some demonic stuff, too, that presented themselves. And I was the one that picked it up because he says, I said something about that we were praying, and because God uses me, I saw a snake wiggling from side to side, zigzag. And he goes, oh, my God, today somebody sent me a picture that there was a snake that came in to one of the plants. So I was like, what? And so
wow.
to me, that was a sign that the enemy was trying to get in. And so we're still praying about that. That God will reveal to him, and he's done a lot of things as God has led him and shown him, because he also has a kind of a prophetic gift, not as strong. He's more an evangelist. He's happy-go-lucky, and he's just telling everybody about God. But see, like in that case, you know, God's going to reveal to you, you know, what the enemy's trying to
mm-hmm.
do, or he'll give you symbolisms of what's going on. That it's the enemy, you know, or something that somebody needs, or some, you know, some kind words. You never know what it is. So
yeah.
as you seek the Lord, God's going to show you and give you the strategies, because he knows exactly what the problem is. He knows exactly what the problem is. And so, but that takes time, and it takes time for you to receive that revelation. It takes time for you to be renewed and transformed. So that you
mm-hmm.
are, your wineskins can receive it. Otherwise, it's not going to make any sense to you. And you're going to read, and it's like, I just read, and I don't know what I read. I don't understand what I read, because you're not being transformed. You have to spend time with him, worship him, and let him change you. And as you do and you get into his presence, the more you do that daily, the more you're going to get stronger. And it's going to be more, you know, you're like, oh, wow, that's cool. Thank you, Lord. And you're going to be so joyful. Your kids are going to notice it. It's going to be contagious. And I pray that it is contagious to them, that they see the difference in you. I pray for peace. I bind that spirit of strife and division in your family right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you get out of there in Jesus' name. I pray for peace. I pray for the joy of the Lord to be their strength. I thank you, Father God, for their joy, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the presence of God is in that place. I pray for your angels. And Father God, if there's anything that is in their home, in her home, that shouldn't be, that you give her a knowing that this thing has to go. I pray that, Father God, you give her the eyes of an eagle to see what's in the home, what's in her house, what's in the rooms, the games the kids are playing, the music the kids are playing, the things that may be in our home for years and years that we have not realize that they're not of you. Well, I pray, Father God, that you give her the eyes of an eagle to realize that this is not of you, and that she will be able to remove these idols to make her sanctuary your place, your sanctuary, Father God, your place
thank
where you,
Lord.
Rest, your peace rest, Lord. I thank you for that. You know, and that's funny that I just said that, because I'm one that's really careful with what I have in my home. And I'm always asking the Lord, Lord, is there anything in my home that I need to, you know, get out that's not pleasing to you? And I kept looking at these pictures in my living room, and I couldn't understand what it was. I go, I don't see nothing wrong with this. And they were pictures when I lived in Italy, of Venice and places like that, from Italy. Mm-hmm. And so they had, like, gold painting on them. It was beautiful, with beautiful brown wood frame. And I'm like, you know, but it's Venice, Lord. This is where I used to live, you know. And so he says, look closer. And I'm like, what? And so I was studying about the book of Daniel, the heads of the body parts of the statue that Daniel in the word was describing, right? That the head meant this and that, and I think it was the head that meant the lion with wings or something like that. And I'm like, the lion with wings, and I'm like, where did I see that? And sure enough, it was those pictures. It was they have these poles, and on top they have these lions, and that's not the Lion of Judah, let me tell you. That's Babylon.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Rome. Okay. Rome. Mm-hmm. So it has lions and wings, and I'm like, oh my God, I've had these here for this time. And so I took off, broke them. I didn't give them to anybody. I didn't sell them, because why would I want somebody else having something that God is telling me to get out of my house? Right. So, when they were so tiny, the picture, I had to take a magnifying glass, and I looked at it, and I go, oh my God, this is the statue that that Daniel was talking about. So I tell my friend, look what this is. He goes, oh wow. I go, I wouldn't have never. That was the Holy Spirit. It was too small for me to notice.
Yeah.
So both pictures seemed like. Because that's where they have all this stuff. So God says, no, get that out of your house. Get that out of your house. And so, I had it for years and I didn't even know it. But, you know, it didn't dawn on anybody, because I was seeking the word. I was studying about the word. Thing the Lord dropped it in my spirit. You see? And so a lot of times we have things and we don't realize that we have them, and it's opening a door for these demons to come in to bring chaos, because idols, they're cursed. If you have them on you, they curse you. And so the other night I was asked prayer for my dad because of his back, and Prophet Randy started praying, for the back, and he was noticing a serpent. He was seeing a serpent. And so one of the sisters mentioned, because he was praying for her, but mentioned the spirit mm-hmm. of the serpent. I believe it was a Kundalini spirit. And so I was like, the Holy Spirit dropped it in my spirit and helped me to understand that that my dad, when I was little, he had a bracelet made out of copper. And he would wear that for the bones, because they say that copper is for the bones. Not that every bracelet is bad for you. It's not that. Everything the enemy okay. tries to, you know, do the opposite. But all mm-hmm. of a sudden, I started looking for the spirit of Kundalini, as she was saying. I was looking about it, and it was talking about jewelry. And I said, let me put copper bracelet. Sure enough, a website came up, and it showed spirit of Kundalini and a whole bunch of bracelets, because they worship that. They believe that if you wear that, that it helps you with the Kundalini spirit. People now in the U.S., they do yoga, and they wear the jewelry
yeah.
and this and that.
Ugh.
It has mm-hmm. it has a connection with the enemy. Not that every jewelry that's braided with copper is wrong, no. But you have to be careful who you buy it from. So I called my dad the next day, and I said, hey, Dad, do you remember that you had this bracelet? And he goes, yeah, I don't know what ever happened to it. And I go, where did you get that bracelet? And he goes, out in the streets in New York in front of the United Nations. And I go, what? He goes, who sold it to you? He goes, a Hindu guy. And I go, oh, my God, that's where it comes
oh,
from,
wow.
Hinduism. And I'm like, we sometimes ignorant. My people perish for lack of knowledge. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to know everything that's in your home. And it has to be the Holy Spirit, because when it's the Holy Spirit, you're going to know that it was him, and you nobody else is going to tell you differently. Because some people say, oh, man, I don't believe in that. And well, because their wineskins haven't been changed, and God hasn't revealed it to them. But you have to leave
mm-hmm.
each person to learn and to find out, because it can cause chaos in your home. It could cause your children.
Well, you know,
fight.
When
it
you
mentioned
that, as soon as you mentioned it, something came to mind. And I'm so glad that you mentioned it, you know, strategies, things I do need to be praying about. But as soon as you mentioned it,
uh-huh.
my oldest son, he has this, Harry Potter robe that his dad gave him. And it was at
okay.
his dad's house. And, you know, I was like, I wouldn't let him keep any of the books here. I was like, I don't want any of that stuff. You know, I don't, we're, you know, two different households, so I can't control what happens over there, but I was saying over here. But I've had this, he brought this robe a couple months ago, and it's in the bottom of my laundry basket. And, you know, that was the first thing that came to mind when you mentioned it. You know, I'm not thinking about that on a daily basis, but the fact that it did come to mind, that's something that I'm definitely going to,
yeah,
I'm going to throw it away. I'm not going to give it back to his dad. I'm actually just going to throw it away.
Exactly. But you know where that comes from? That's sorcery. And that's not
mm-hmm.
of the Lord.
Yeah.
So, and you know
definitely.
What? Pray for, I know it's hard when you're, you know, separated from the person, from the father and all that, but pray for them. Pray that God will get their heart, and that they will be born again, and that they will walk with the Lord, that God will bless them. And because the blessing that comes on them is going to come on your children. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want your children
mm-hmm.
blessed. And that there'll be
definitely.
I pray, Father God, that there'll be communication between her and the father of her children, Father God, that they'll be friends, Father God, that they'll be friends, and
yes.
that they will come in agreement for the raising of their children, Father God. I pray that I bind that spirit of strife and division, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you turn things around like never before, that the children will sense it and feel it. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, save this man. Help him, Father God, to know you as his Lord and Savior. Bless him, Father God, and help him to be a good dad, a good godly father, a good dad that guides his children in the way that they should go. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you'll have the best holidays ever in Jesus' name. Thank
you,
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
You.
I mean, you know,
thank
know
you
it's
for
hard,
praying
but,
for that.
You know, yeah. And so I know that God's going to show you more stuff as you start seeking him and other things. Look at how long it took me with that picture, because it was so tiny in the picture. I didn't realize it. And I loved it because it had, like, gold around it, but not everything that's shiny is gold. So that wasn't gold.
Right.
That made me say, like my grandma used to say, not everything that shines is gold. So only the things of God are valuable. Are more valuable than gold. Amen. So,
amen.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad
that thank
you,
you
mentioned that, because there's other people that will listen and hear this show and will learn things that they shouldn't be doing, and maybe they might be doing it in their home, and that might help them. You know, how many things haven't I gotten rid of in my home, not realizing before? No. I got rid of them, and, you know, it was hard. It was hard because you spend money on these things, and you do it ignorantly. But that's why the Word of God says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. But God helps those that humble themselves, and he brings them up, and he shows them, and he guides them, and that's okay. That's okay. See, that's what God is showing you, what I was praying at the beginning. That he was going to show you and use you to help others. That's what it is. Oh, wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. So
you,
there you go.
Thank you, Lord.
Be blessed, sister.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate it. You know, there is one thing. You mentioned, Carmen, you just briefly mentioned you were in a Spanish speaking service, and you know, I studied Spanish for a while when I was in school, and it's been my heart's desire to be able to use that and to minister in some way. I don't, you know, but I'm not fluent in it, but I just my church just recently started a Spanish speaking service, or I mean basically it's a full service, and it's all in Spanish. And you know, I don't know what God is saying about that, but you know, I've got to improve my Spanish. I need to really work on it. And so I just ask that you would pray for me about that. I will be praying myself, you know, seeking the Lord. But you know, I don't believe that I learned to speak Spanish for no reason. And so I guess just prayer about that. I'm not really sure where that's going. But that's always been my heart's desire, you know.
Well, the way that you learn it, I grew up in New York, and I got an accent either way, in Spanish and in English. but the thing is that my parents moved to Puerto Rico, and in the last year of my high school, I went over there. I had a hard time because that was hard to learn. And the way that I learned it was by going to a store and practicing it with people that spoke Spanish. They laughed at me like crazy. But I learned to laugh at myself, and then it became funny, and then people would come to me, and I learned, and they would correct me in a loving way, in a laughing way, but we were always laughing about it. And what my advice to you is just get in there and start practicing it. That's the only way that you're going to learn it. And I've been in other places, other parts of the world where I didn't know the language, and I had to practice it by talking to the people. And that's how I learned how to talk, you know, to them, you know, to the Italians, to different places that I went in Germany. So the only way that you're going to learn is that you step in there and start doing it. That's the only way that you're going to start learning. And they'll correct you, and they'll laugh, and they'll say, no, you said it wrong. But it's a fun time because you say it wrong. Like, you know, like when my sister was learning Spanish, she said a word that it was really bad, and she thought she was saying something good. And my mom took a look at her and said, "What? What did you just say?" She started to laugh. It was like, you know, no, you don't say it that way. And it was a bad word. And so, you know, you're going to make mistakes. It's okay. Just go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. They all help you. And that's how you're going to get your feet wet, and you're going to remember the things that you learned. Amen? So I'll pray for you.
Amen.
God, I pray for Valerie, Lord. I ask you, Father God, that did you just help her to just jump in there and just begin, Father God. I pray that you take all the fear, the intimidation of all of this, Father God. And I just pray that as she jumps in and starts speaking and helping out, that, Father God, that you use her more and more, and that the things that she's learned will start coming back to her. And before she knows it, just like a bicycle, she'll start riding smoother and smoother. And I thank you, Lord, because more things are coming. And I thank you, Father God, for her willing heart. I thank you, Father God, for her love for you. I ask you, Father God, that you give her more. And I thank you, Father God, I pray that you give her the wisdom that she's asking you, Father God, to raise her children in the way that they should go, so that when they are old, they will not depart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Carmen. God bless you.
God bless you. Is there anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I have that caller. Okay. I think I covered everybody. There's some other callers that dropped. They missed the blessing. But I pray that God will bless them anyway, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for this time that we've had together in your name, sharing and learning. And I thank you, Lord, for your love and for your desire to teach us and help us to grow in you, so that we know that our victories are won and that it's already done, and that we just have to walk in it. And we just thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, bind the enemy from any retaliations on PGN or the listeners or anybody, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you give PGN family and all those that have called, Father God, a blessed week, a week full of you, Lord. Protect them, Father God, from unseen dangers. I pray that, Father God, that you bless them financially, spiritually, emotionally, Lord, that those that are down and sad, Lord, that you set them free, Father God. And I pray, Father God, for those that are sick, that you will bring healing in their bodies. In the name of Jesus, keep our family, our PGN family, healthy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your DNA. And in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for this time. Amen and amen. Amen. And so, I've already covered all the callers. Let everybody know that now Block Talk is accepting your regular calls from your telephone. You don't need to use an app to call in. You can call directly with your phone, and it will not charge you anything. Okay, and let other people know that they can do the same thing. And those that used to call and couldn't call, tell them that it's free. It's free now. So good news, good news. I know there was something else that I needed to say. I can't remember. I know that Prophet Randy, I know he told me to say that. Let's see. Let me see if I have something. Okay. Well, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much turkey. You get too sleepy. have fun. Love on your families. And be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night, everybody. God bless.